A Great Man in Both War and Peace, Tributes to Prince Philip. By Victoria Friedman on April 9, 2021. Condolences have poured in from around the world following news of the passing of Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh and the consort of Queen Elizabeth II. World War II veteran Prince Philip, born Prince Philippos of Greece and Denmark on the island of Corfu on June 10, 1921, died on Friday, 2 months before marking his 100th birthday. Brexit leader Nigel Farage wrote of the news on April 9, "Very sad to see the death of Prince Philip. He was a great man in both war and peace. All of our thoughts are with our magnificent Queen." Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the country was united both in grief and gratitude. Grief at Prince Philip's passing, and gratitude for his decades of selfless service to the country. Labour leader Keir Starmer remarked with sadness that the UK had lost an extraordinary public servant in Prince Philip who had dedicated his life to our country. Ben Harris Quinney, chairman of the UK's oldest conservative think tank The Bow Group, told Breitbart London, "If you had to select 10 figures that have had the most significant effect on shaping Britain over the past 100 years, it would be hard not to place Prince Philip among them." Prime ministers and governments come and go, but Her Majesty the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh have been not only symbols of Britain, but leaders of Britain. Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel. Leaders of Commonwealth countries also shared their sympathies, including the Prime Minister of Canada. Justin Trudeau called the Duke of Edinburgh a man of great purpose and conviction, who was motivated by a sense of duty to others. Prince Philip contributed so much to the social fabric of our country and the world. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison paid tribute to the Duke's commitment to the Commonwealth, noting he had been a patron to over 50 Australian organisations and had a strong connection with the Australian Defence Force. Zoltán Kovács, international spokesman for Hungarian President Viktor Orbán, remarking that the Duke had visited Australia more than 20 times, Mr. Morrison said, "Australians send our love and deepest condolences to Her Majesty and all the royal family. The Commonwealth family joins together in sorrow and thanksgiving for the loss and life of Prince Philip. God bless from all here in Australia." Kind wishes poured in from other parts of the world, including from the President of Greece, Katerina Sakellaropoulou, who shared a picture of the Corfu-born European prince in his youth. Former cricketer and President of Pakistan Imran Khan said, "My condolences on the demise of HRH Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. Britain has lost a wise elder who was imbued with a unique spirit of public service. His role in promoting Pakistan-UK relations will always be remembered. I am deeply saddened by the death of Prince Philip. His friendship with Germany, his straightforwardness and his sense of duty will not be forgotten," German Chancellor Angela Merkel wrote. Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the United States House of Representatives. Germany's President Walter Steinmeier praised Prince Philip's service during the Second World War when he fought the Nazi terror. "Prince Philip fought for the liberation of Europe," Mr. Steinmeier wrote. "His contribution to democracy and peace will remain in our memories. We Germans mourn a winning personality who made an important contribution to the reconciliation of our nations after the horrors of the Second World War." Prince Philip witnessed the Japanese surrender signing while serving as a Royal Navy officer in 1945. Narendra Modi, Prime Minister of India. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence offered his deepest sympathies and prayers to Her Majesty the Queen, the royal family and all the people of our great ally the United Kingdom. "God bless Prince Philip, a man of dignity and devotion to family and country." Tsai Ing-wen, President of Taiwan. The Duke's passing also saw leaders of countries whose relations are strained with the West offering without condition their heartfelt condolences, including the Turkish President, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who expressed his deepest condolences on behalf of his country and that he share us the sorrow of the royal family and the people of the United Kingdom. The Russian embassy in London tweeted, "Our heartfelt condolences on the passing of His Royal Highness the Prince Philip. The Duke of Edinburgh, great-great-grandson of Russian Emperor Nicholas I, was admired and will be mourned by many Russians. May his soul rest in peace." While Russian President Vladimir Putin said he had sent Queen Elizabeth II a telegram to offer his deep condolences, wishing her courage and fortitude in the face of a grievous and irreparable loss.